Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight, my guest is Mitchell Gerber. Before I bring him on, I have to thank My Patriot Supply, the experts in emergency preparedness. With the unsure future that we're facing and the Rona madness ramping up again, an emergency food supply might not be a bad idea. Right now, you can get $70 off a two-week and $100 off a four-week supply of their food that stays good in storage for up to 25 years. Just click the link in the description or visit preparewithfkn.com to get your supply today. And, of course, C60 Purple Power, the amazing super antioxidant that I use every day, and I feel better than I felt in years. Check out the benefits for yourself at their website. Just click the link in the description or go to C60PurplePower.com and use coupon code KNOWLEDGE10. You get 10% off your order plus free shipping. And finally, please subscribe to Forbidden Knowledge News on LBRY.com. It's our official backup channel because you never know when they're going to just pull the plug on us here. Tonight, I want to welcome Mitchell Gerber. He is an entrepreneur and activist from Johannesburg, South Africa, who has dedicated over 17 years to help expose the systematic forced organ harvesting genocide in China. He works closely with former Chinese surgeon Dr. Enver Toti, who first exposed forced organ harvesting to the outside world, as well as the former Secretary of State for Asia Pacific, Han David Kilgore, and 2018 Nobel Peace Prize nominee and award-winning China investigator Ethan Guttman. Together, they are making history in exposing the Chinese Communist regime's legal sanctioned forced live organ harvesting genocide against Falun Gong practitioners and others for the last 19 plus years in China. Mitchell, welcome. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Chris. I'm very grateful to be here. It's a pleasure and it's an honor.
Yes, well, I'm grateful for you to be here as well. This is very important information for people to know because I think that not enough people know about what's going on right now. And I don't know much about China, their culture, politics, but I do know the regime currently in control, the Chinese Communist Party. They are the CCP. They don't represent the people. They have extreme control, surveillance, censorship, and even forced organ harvesting, which we'll be discussing tonight. Now, before we get into any of that, I'd like to know what got you involved with exposing this.
Well, I've always been involved in exposing evil and standing for good. I think that to fail to support what is good and to fail to expose what is evil is unacceptable. And what is a person that cannot make the world a better place? So in 2001, when I was studying international business at the University of Georgia, I was very gung-ho in business and investment, and I was interning at big investment firms, and I was at one of the top 10 schools in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm an American citizen, South African born, American raised, 25 years in America. My family moved in 1995. Because they saw no future in South Africa. And luckily for me, I immigrated legally to the United States and became the first in my family an American citizen. And while I was studying one day, unfateful day, at the University of Georgia, I came across a very spiritual and beautiful movement, very similar to yoga, very similar to Tai Chi or martial arts. I've always been a Bruce Lee lover, a martial arts fan, an MMA fan, and a UFC fan as well. And this particular modality or spiritual practice, very similar to Chinese yoga, intrigued me. So I thought, let's go check it out. So I came up to this booth. The university was having a festival of all culture and arts booths, from Native American to Buddhist to Hinduist practices. And, you know, I just thought, hey, let me check this practice out. It looks fun. It looks cool. It looks very mystical and intriguing. What's it all about? I go up to this booth and I see these Chinese people practicing these slow-moving exercises. Didn't look anything threatening or interrogating.
And it's pronounced Falun Gong?
Correct.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Absolutely. And it's an ancient Chinese spiritual discipline deeply rooted in Buddhism and Taoist principles. And the Eastern Way, I'm living in Vietnam right now, exposing the Chinese Communist Party, which we'll get into in a moment. And the East is different. They target life, longevity in a different way that the West does. They go to the source of the matter. So meditation is very important. Holistic practices like Tai Chi and yoga are very important. So Falun Gong came across my radar, these five exercises, slow moving and really profound in health and longevity, unblocking the energy channels, increasing blood circulation to the organs. The metabolic processes become much more healthy, and Falun Gong reached a capacity of 100 million people in popularity just through 8 years of word alone. And one out of every 10 Chinese national citizens were practicing this by 1998. And by 2001, when I started to practice, I couldn't believe the health benefits I was receiving emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I started to practice more these five exercises and conduct my life based on a truthful and compassionate and tolerant way, as universally accepted in all different religions, spiritualities, and upright practices. Falun Gong is not a religion, it's a spiritual practice. I come from a more of a Judeo-Christian background, but I enjoyed the practice of Falun Gong because it was just so natural and organic and beneficial to health. However, in China at that time, I was shocked to find out that this practice was brutally persecuted, suppressed, and then millions of Falun Gong practitioners were sent to labor camps, detention centers, re-education centers, state-mandated hospitals. Hundreds and thousands have been persecuted, tortured, and tens of thousands have been harvested illegally by the state-mandated hospitals controlled by the Chinese military and the Chinese Communist Party, cutting out their organs while alive, Chris, selling their organs as the healthiest organs in the world illegally without any consent, and then burning the bodies to conceal the evidence to fund and create a multi-billion-dollar, folks, organ harvesting business since 1999. So I'm very grateful to be on your show once again to share about this, because the mainstream media ain't going to have any of it.
Right. Yeah. This is something that you don't hear about anywhere, really. Now, let's start with a little bit more about Falun Gong. When did this practice start in China?
Well, Mr. Li Hongzhi, a phenomenal teacher, a very humble teacher who is the nominee of five Nobel Peace Prizes, received countless awards throughout the world in over 100 different countries for his contribution to health and wellness. Like many Qigong teachers, or Tony Robbins, different places, Bruce Lee was honored because he brought a martial art that was distinct to China, to America. But what made Mr. Lee different was he shared this freely with hundreds and thousands, millions of Chinese people. And Falun Gong at the core, the values are truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. And when you practice these exercises, the body becomes really healthy. So when Mr. Li introduced the practice in 1992 to the general public of China, it grew to become the life force of China, the largest spiritual movement in Chinese history, where one out of every 10 Chinese national citizens were practicing, and the capacity of people practicing reached 100 million people, all walks of life, military generals, high-ranking Chinese communist officials, the highest members of the Chinese government were practicing, and all their families as well. You had more than half of upper-class society practicing. The rural class was practicing in the farms, in the rural areas of China. So it really took on a life force of its own because of the health benefits. And I can be a testament to that. I mean, I've never felt so good in my life. I always practice every morning. I get up. You can practice for 8 minutes. The first exercise, which is stretching, and I'm blocking the energy channels, to sitting and meditating freely for about 10 or 20 minutes as well, just before work, whether you are in corporate, whether you're doing your own business, whether you have a family to raise, or four or three children, or you're a busy person. These exercises and the philosophy behind Falun Gong is exemplary. I mean, it truly is, Chris. And this is why it took China by storm. But before the Western world could understand, just like they understand with yoga, because yoga has now took on a life of its own in America. I mean, many people are doing yoga. Celebrities are endorsing the practice. Falun Gong was completely outlawed, demonized, and slandered by the Chinese Communist Party and the president of China at that time, because not only, well, I can get into it a little later for you, but that's the origins of Falun Gong in a nutshell. A tremendous practice, tremendously beautiful practice.
That's very interesting. Now, I guess we should talk about the CCP for a minute. Now, for those that don't know much about the Chinese Communist Party, they came into power, 50 years ago. Talk a little bit more about why they started targeting this practice and their ideals in general.
Absolutely. Well, the core principles of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, are rooted in traditional Chinese culture. And they resonated deeply with the Chinese people across the country, okay? And furthermore, the state of mind, because it's all a mindset, whether you are successful in business, whether you are raising a good family, whether you are in harmony with your wife or your girlfriend or your partners, it all comes with being more truthful, compassionate, and tolerant. And the evidence was overwhelming. I mean, the suicide rates were going down. Millions of dollars of healthcare costs were being reduced. People were living longer. The productivity rates in the factories were becoming better. The quality of product was getting better. People were negotiating business deals in a more harmonious way, all because of the Falun Gong's energy, the principles behind Falun Gong, which are truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, and the exercises that were conducted each morning, each afternoon, and each night by hundreds and thousands and millions of law-abiding Chinese citizens from all walks of life. So why, on July 20th, 1999, as you have just shared with me and asked me, did the Chinese Communist Party begin a violent target of Falun Gong, an eradication campaign, just like the Nazis did with the Jews in the Holocaust, labeling and demonizing them as vermin, as evil cult terrorist members, satanic cult people? Why did this happen when Falun Gong was so popular? Well, there are three main reasons. The size of its following made communist leaders fearful of losing control. Okay, anything outside of the control of the communist regime, even in Vietnam, in North Korea, in any communist-controlled countries, particularly China, is labeled as a serious threat, Chris, to its power. Okay, so losing the control of the hearts and the minds of the people. The second reason is the guiding principles appeared incompatible with communist atheist ideology. The Chinese Communist Party is a red devil bent on destroying humanity. When the Chinese Communist Party came into power in 1949, with Mao Zedong, it had a philosophy of killing nature, of conquering in order to kill. Unlike other regimes that killed in order to conquer, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, conquered in order to kill. Its venomous, barbaric nature and demonic nature, it's a communist specter, it's an imposter, has caused the deaths of over 100 million people, wiped out and decimated over 5,000 years of Chinese culture, killed millions of Chinese girls intentionally under its one-child genocidal campaign, and now are harvesting Falun Gong practitioners in death camps, in state-mandated hospitals, turning their doctors into murderers, under the intentional guard and watch of the Chinese military, getting massively rich. And which the party has forcibly imposed on the Chinese people during this time as well, as the times back in the 1960s under Mao Zedong and all through the decades, of the Chinese Communist Party rule. And in addition, certain communist officials saw Falun Gong as a threat. For example, Chris, if I just may quickly share with you, Zheng Zemin and your listeners, the leader of the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, everyone has heard of President Xi, who has now become an extreme dictator. He's a very evil henchman as well. He's reducing the population of the Uyghur Muslim population and the Hauz Christians in Tibetans in China. Well, even before him, in 1999, the president and head of the Chinese Communist Party, his name is Jiang Zemin. When the persecution of Falun Gong began, he was seeking a way to consolidate his own power because he was losing control of the minds and the hearts of so many innocent Chinese people that he became very hateful and jealous. So in 1999, he developed a final solution campaign, created a Gestapo-type office 1 month before the complete brutal persecution and outlaw of Falun Gong. Even to this day, Falun Gong is prohibited in China. And on this historic date of July 20th, 1999, he unleashed the full force of the military, the secret police, the social, economic, and political crackdowns, just like the Nazis did with the Jews, on Falun Gong, labeling them as a cult, labeling them as raw material that should be smashed within 3 months, destroying them physically, bankrupting them financially, and declaring war, literal war, on Falun Gong. That's what the Chinese Communist Party has done. And in 2006, Chris, and we can get into this now more and more, we have discovered the allegations were confirmed that not only was there brutal persecution, intentional campaign of slaughter, torture, brutal persecution, dehumanization, vilification, marginalization of this particular innocent spiritual group, namely Falun Gong, but large-scale, legally state-mandated, kill-to-order, forced live organ harvesting. Because the Chinese Communist Party knew from its documentation of medical research. Because if anything blows up so big in China, in a communist country, you will have to put your locus of control and your control mechanisms on it and want to find out what is going on. So they targeted the health benefits. They did research and they saw how the organs become incredibly healthy. These people don't drink. They don't smoke. They got no hepatitis. People of all walks of life were healing from injuries, ailments. I mean, kind of miracle testimonies with hundreds and thousands of people. But they saw the Chinese Communist Party that the organs were becoming really healthy. So they targeted Falun Gong, started to kill them, send them in cattle cars, sealed cattle cars from death camps and re-education camps and detention centers to state-mandated hospitals, cutting out their organs while alive, selling their organs, and then making a fortune, just like taking lobsters out of a tank.
Now, this seems much more extreme than just, a communist regime. This seems like this totalitarian regime that is seeking global control. And they're also seeking to eliminate any spiritual practices, it seems, as well. Is that something that you would agree with?
Absolutely. You know, to understand the Chinese Communist Party, you have to understand that there's no limit to how far they would go to wipe out something or someone. Chris, they've killed 100 million people under their reign. There's no freedom in China. You have no private property, no gun rights, no constitutional law, constitutional values. That's why everyone in America, we must be very, very lucky for having the freedoms that we have. And staying in Vietnam, I've been living in Vietnam. I stay, temporarily because of the work I do. I help rescue children from child trafficking rings. I've been on two already. I raise money for human trafficking victims. I exposed the Chinese Communist Party, risking my life coming on your show like this for 20 years now. And when I get back to the States, I actually kneel down and there's a tear that drops on the floor of the American ground that just recently we had Veterans Day, that all the veterans before us shed blood to protect the freedoms of individuals, the right to bear arms, the right to free speech, the right to free press, the right to free enterprise, the right to private property. These things are not allowed. These things don't exist in communist countries, particularly in China. So yes, there's a global reign of terror, the Chinese Communist Party, the Red Devil, that is bent on destroying humanity. So yes, you couldn't have been more right.
Now, when it comes to the organ harvesting, is it just these spiritual practitioners that they are targeting, or is it other groups as well?
There are four different types of groups. 95% of the organs, the largest group that has been targeted for the last 20 years, are the Falun Gong. 95% have come in from them. And that hasn't been exposed in the mainstream media yet or all over the world. That's why, again, I'm grateful to be coming on your show, sir, because this is something that when it reaches the mainstream, this new form of evil that hasn't existed on a planet before and doesn't exist anywhere else in this world other than a kill-to-order genocide in China under the intentional leadership of the Chinese Communist Party will soul-stir the world, will shock us as human beings since the Holocaust in 1945 in Nazi Germany. And beside the Falun Gong, there are the Uyghur Muslims. I'm sure people have heard about the Uyghur Muslims. Reports have come out. Then you also have House Christians, because they are very good people as well. They don't drink, they don't smoke. Their organs are very healthy. And there is a large populace in China that have been targeted. And the Tibetans as well also have been targeted. But the Falun Gong have been the main target. When you have an entire Chinese Communist Party, a red reign of terror that has if not the second largest economy, the second largest military in the world, 2.8 million soldiers, they're actually now preparing for nuclear war, okay? The entire manufacturing base of America has gone. Thank God it's been brought back slowly but surely. But it was sold off in the NAFTA agreements under Bill Clinton in 1995, completely gone for the institutionalized slavery system of mainland China, funding the consumer markets in not only America, but in Europe and all over the world, okay? Doing this to its own citizens, harvesting alive millions of innocent people. Well, I'm not going to say millions, but hundreds and thousands, tens of thousands, because we must be very clear and careful with the statistics. Right now, there's only at least 80 to 100,000 transplantation murders a year. And that's a lot. But we won't go further than that, because the investigators have made it clear to me that we must not go even further, because people won't believe it. It's so unbelievable. This is hard to believe. This is insane. This has never been happening ever in the world. Any genocide, the most comparable regime that, well, not even regime, but group that you can compare organ harvesting to on a smaller scale was ISIS. ISIS was also harvesting people in the Sinai Desert and in other places that they took over in the Middle East. But there has never been a regime like the Chinese Communist Party that is legally sanctioned, kill to order on all levels of government, state sanctioned, state mandated, state endorsed, using the Chinese military, the second largest military in the world, to conduct a forced large scale genocide like this to make billions of dollars. It's all for money, okay? And the investigators in 2006, which we can talk about in a minute. I wish I can play you a clip. There are a couple of clips I should have sent you before, but you can go. I can give you the websites for your viewers later. They can take a look at them. All the evidence is out. I mean, 52 pieces of evidence have come out, but the investigation started in 2006.
Now you said confirming this. This is being done, you know, basically to make billions of dollars for the CCP. You know, that is a lot of money, but it seems like agendas behind this, I guess, to kind of further their power and control besides, you know, raising the money, they're going to be using this money, I imagine, to further any agendas that they have.
Absolutely, to build up their military, to control their people more, to rain down on the world with a CCP virus that was now confirmed, man-made in the Wuhan virus. Joshua Phillips from the Epoch Times did a great documentary on the CCP virus, because we have to call it for what it is. It's not COVID, it's not Corona, it's CCP, the Chinese Communist Party virus. Dr. Yan did a great interview on Tucker Carlson about exposing the evidence. She's a top virologist who defected from a very secretive branch of the Chinese Communist Party, working with top virologists with the coronavirus as we speak, and has confirmed the evidence that this has been man-made, as well as Sir Francis Boyle, who is a law professor and created the bill of the Bioweapons Warfare Act of 1989 under President Bush, where both Congress and the House of Representatives, Senate and House, signed onto this bill to stop these kind of bioweapon warfare monstrosities from occurring. And we have evidence that the Chinese Communist Party has covered this up, has intentionally created this, has worked and colluded with the World Health Organization, which is the Communist Health Organization, installed its shills, and has infiltrated with secret agents, the United Nations and the World Health Organization and other governments around the world, to lie, to cover up not only the forced organ harvesting, but the virus, which they man-made intentionally to spread to the world, because they are collapsing, Chris. This is a time, and this is going to be seen very soon, the Chinese Communist Party is collapsing. It's been held up by a demonic thread right now. But all the billionaires in China are fleeing. There's a lot of arrests being made behind the scenes. Economically, socially, and politically, the Chinese Communist Party is getting messed with complete destruction very soon. And when this monstrosity collapses, the world will be a much better place to live. And this communism that has caused the lives of countless deaths, or caused countless deaths, destruction, peril, starvation, cannibalism. Anywhere you live in a communist country, and you can ask survivors of the Eastern European blocs, of North Korea, of even Vietnam. Okay, I can tell you the depictions and the testimonials will make you shiver, make you feel shivered. So this agenda of the Chinese Communist Party has been absolutely demonic. And that's why I want to expose it.
Yes, definitely. What is some of the most compelling evidence of this that you could have come up with so far?
Okay, great that you asked. In 2006, David Kilgore and David Mattis, two international human rights lawyers from Canada, exposed at least 18 pieces of hard-hitting evidence that the allegations of forced organ harvesting between 45,000 and 65,000 Falun Gong practitioners were harvested for their organs. And they were joined by Ethan Gutman, a China investigator who wrote the book The Slaughter. And with these three gentlemen, they have, since 2019, between 80 and 100,000 Falun Gong practitioners per year have been killed for their organs. Transplantation surgeries have been conducted. Let me just be clear. The surgery is the actual murder. They are sedated with a little bit of anesthesia to hold the patient down. These are live organ harvesting, folks. This is not killing them and then taking their organs, because the fresher the organ, the higher the price point on the organs, so the more money they make. So Ethan Gutman, who wrote The Slaughter, which is a great book, I really truly implore people to buy it on Amazon, or just Google The Slaughter. And then David Kilgore and David Mattis, the Canadian investigators, compiled not only 18 hard-hitting evidence points in 2006, But now 52 pieces of evidence since 2006 have come out. You've also had Dr. Enver Totti, who is the leading campaigner of forced organ harvesting in London. He was a surgeon in 1995 who did a forced organ harvesting, forced by the Chinese Communist Party, fled to London and joined up and joined forces with Ethan Guttman and the investigators, and now go around the world to expose this evil. And I have him, I've been privileged to be with him and others around the world to share. I was in London about a year ago. I brought Dr. Enver Totti and Ethan Guttman and David Kilgore to a briefing in Westminster Abbey, a 2-hour presentation to expose this and expose the forced organ harvesting, while we were listening to accounts of child trafficking and very high-ranking officials and London bankers exposing the satanic global pedophile ring that is going on around the world and is now being exposed more and more and more. There's a lot going on, Chris. Biden is, and I don't want to talk too much politics, but Biden is in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. He has known full well the Justice Department, the Department of Justice, the State Department. They've all known about Falun Gong and about the monstrosities of the Chinese Communist Party, but they've done nothing. I've had to sit down with the FBI in 2005 because I've received death threats. So they know full well about how the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated not only into the governments, but into the World Health Organization. They stand on top of the United Nations, owning 4 specialized units, more than any other country in the world. That's why America wants to leave, because every time America tries to do something, they get vetoed by the Chinese Communist Party. Okay, and the World Health Organization, which is the Communist Health Organization, also refutes the evidence. They are denying the evidence of David Kilgore, David Mattis, because they placed in, the communist regime placed into the World Health Organization their own vice minister of health, Huang Jiefu, who is a liver surgeon and was conducting surgeries, forced live organ harvesting surgeries, and overseeing the persecution and the organ harvesting of Falun Gong in real time. So they've been very clever and systematic to conceal this evidence and to refute the claims, and then use the media as their mouthpieces to demonize and slander Falun Gong as some evil cult, as some satanic extreme group, and say, no, this is not going on. Only 10,000 prisoners have been harvested. Well, 10,000 prisoners. I mean, you cannot harvest a prisoner's organ if they've got hepatitis, because that infects the liver, it infects the pancreas. You know, these people, they're not healthy. You cannot make money off these organs. They're not healthy. They're not worth anything. And so this has been going on, and they can't hide this anymore, Chris. They can't. This is too much evidence. We're getting too much traction, and soon the lid is going to be blasted wide open.
Now, when it comes to this COVID psychological operation that's going on globally, worldwide, you had mentioned China's alliance with the WHO, UN. I'm sure there are other factions that are involved with this whole global op that's going on right now. Would you say that China is pretty much at the top of this power pyramid when it comes to these type of attacks on our planet? You know, we often hear about these families like the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, you know, corporate billionaires and elites that are involved. But, you know, where would you say China stands as far as, you know, their power in all of this?
The Rockefellers backed Mao. George Soros is very much in cahoots and colluding with the Chinese Communist Party. Biden, Hillary Clinton, Obama, they all colluded with the Chinese Communist Party. So there's no secret to this. You know, if you see what is on Hunter Biden's laptop, if you have been watching the reports of the business lawyers, the business partner, Bob Alinsky, they're all coming out. There's evidence, there's grotesque evidence of collusion, corruption, treason. And we believe, as you can see from the evidence, that Biden is the Trojan horse for the Chinese Communist Party. It's a Chinese Communist Party coup. because the Rockefellers and the globalists wanted nothing more than to have a new world order, a communist style new world order, to dismantle the constitutional values, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States of America, dismantle it, to dismantle the nuclear family, and instill a Chinese Communist Party system to control Americans. And this is what you've seen from the radical left, the radical Marxist left, with political correctness, with Antifa. These are radical, extreme Marxist groups that have been infiltrated and militarized and funded by the Chinese Communist Party. You have sitting governors that are being that are committing treason by colluding with the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, has stuck its evil claws into every facet of our civilization. And I'm glad, look, whether you are Trump supporter or not, I'm glad the Trump administration has laid the death knell in China, in the Communist Party, because we are in the fight of our lives. And Western companies are also involved. I mean, there was a new report, I just pulled it up with you on the show, emphasizes that China's transplant system is dependent on the import of devices for organ preservation from the West, and has accused the Western pharmaceutical companies of using Chinese prisoners for testing transplant products. So there's definitely a huge collusion of at least 20 companies profiting from China's transplant trade, not to mention selling the organs back to its own citizens, because basically what you have, and let me pull up this article, China has about 130 million hepatitis B carriers, okay? And China also has 40 to 50% of the world's liver cancer patients. In addition to over half of the world's new liver cancer patients, there are about 350,000 a year. So for the 8 million end-stage liver patients, Chris, the most effective treatment is what? Transplantation. So the Chinese Communist Party has been selling their own citizens' organs forcefully back to its own citizens and making money. Where in traditional Chinese thoughts and traditions, the body, just like in the Rasta culture in Jamaica, when I was there and I studied the Rasta culture and Bob Marley, who was a huge icon in the 70s with his music, you know, and reggae music. Anyway, the body must stay intact. That's why he didn't want to amputate his toe, because the Chinese, like the Rasta, believe that the body should be fully intact to be taken away after death and buried after death. So this cutting out and pillaging of organs is completely against and violating in the most horrific ways ancient Chinese divine traditional law. So the Chinese Communist Party is an imposter. It doesn't care about anything about China. It does not represent China. It's not the Chinese people. It's not the Chinese civilization. And it's not even the Chinese government. It is an imposter. It is a communist evil specter bent on lies, barbarism, cannibalism, death and destruction, the likes we've never seen before. They've caused, the Chinese Communist Party has caused more death and destruction than two world wars combined. So the selling of these organs back to their own citizens, to biotech firms, to medical associations around the world, and to rich donors has made them a fortune. And unfortunately, which is very disappointing, only four countries have signed on to stop organ harvesting. One, the first one is Israel, believe it or not. And people always, I don't know what it is about me. People sometimes accuse me of being like a Mossad or CIA operative. I've got nothing to do with these people. I don't work with the FBI. I told you, I sat down with the FBI agents because I contacted the FBI when I had a death threat in Atlanta, Georgia, where the CDC and the FBI and Coca-Cola are headquartered. It's a very strategic place. But I don't work for Mossad. I've got no ties to any political agencies. I've got no ties to any CIA. I'm an individual, an independent investigator activist, as you want to call. I've got no ties to anybody, no business dealings, no percentages in anybody. I've never, my background has never been brought up as a, in anything. I've come from a very humble beginning, but I took it upon myself, Chris, as a normal human man, a mortal man, to do what is right, because I was so touched by the plight of this innocent group of people called the Falun Gong, and the courage behind them and the fortitude and tenacity to stand up for what they believe in under such an evil monstrosity and powerful dictatorship, the most powerful dictatorship outside of America to date, the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, I can't imagine what it's actually like to be a citizen of China. And I imagine the reason no one there is actually speaking out or can do anything is because they're afraid of being killed by their own government. I'm sure that you would agree that that's the case, why no one in the country is actually saying anything.
There are a lot of people who are standing up against the Chinese Communist Party, and like that's why I said the courage of Falun Gong practitioners, at least 100 million people who are practicing, are doing everything they can to raise awareness peacefully, non-violently. And let me just share with you the four countries. Israel passed the transplantation law of 2008 to prohibit any of its citizens going to China to get an organ transplant, because they realized what was going on. Then you had Taiwan, a very courageous country, just like Hong Kong, which has been invaded by the Chinese Communist Party as we speak. And then you had Italy and Spain passing laws in their cabinets, in their parliaments, in their governments to ban forced organ harvesting and ban tourism. The upheaval of people in China, because no one believes the Chinese Communist Party anymore. There was a time that even in, when you went into the bathroom, you would be looking around to make sure that no one was in there, because even a mention of a negative thing about the communist regime could have been disastrous to your family, to your business, could have taken away all your assets. They were extremely scared. But now people are spitting from their mouths, left, right, and center, how evil the Chinese Communist Party is. You have between 80 to 100,000 people as well standing up and rioting in China against the Chinese Communist Party. So there is a huge upheaval, specifically because of the lockdowns and because of the barbarism of the Communist Party. People have had enough, and so they're uprising. I mean, look what's happened in Hong Kong, the invasion of Hong Kong. So there are voices, Chris, and as my voice is to be heard on your channel, with just even if I can touch it, one person or two people listening, my job is done. And we've risked everything. I mean, I don't get paid for this. I'm put myself on the line here. I'm in communist Vietnam right now. At any moment, a communist official I could walk into my room or my door and take me into detention. My office has been shut down. We've all had to go into hiding because we were in Vietnam doing a lot of work in Hanoi exposing this, and the Chinese Communist Party brought its henchmen and its secret agents to bribe the Vietnamese Communist Party to shut us down. So we had to go into hiding. I was in the States when this executive decision was decided on, and they said, stay in the States because it's not safe. I said, no, I want to go, because that's the kind of guy I am. I like a little danger. I like to be on the front lines. I'll give my life to protect the righteous and the good. And I don't mind a little danger from vile gangsters. So I came back to Vietnam and I decided, you know what, what's the best way, since my office is closed, we've all gone into hiding, what's the best way to expose this? Come on your show, come on people's shows.
Yes, definitely. I think that's a great way to get the word out. Now, you mentioned earlier how many organizations and countries were actually involved with this. Are there any countries actually investigating this or you know, trying to look into it or put a stop to it?
Absolutely. Well, there was an independent tribunal into forced organ harvesting, and the China tribunal was chaired by Sir Geoffrey Nice. He was the lead prosecutor of Slobodan Milosevic, the Serbian dictator, okay, who caused the big genocide between Bosnia and Serbia. And the in former, excuse me, not Serbia, Yugoslavia, forgive me, for the former Yugoslavia dictator. But they've conducted the world's first tribunal, independent legal analysis of forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. And the tribunal examined all available evidence in order to determine what criminal offenses, if any, may have been committed by individuals affiliated to state or state-approved bodies, organizations, or officials in China that may have engaged in forced organ harvesting, and unanimously concluded that in China, forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and others has been practiced for a substantial period of time involving very substantial number of victims. Here are certain conclusions. Forced organ harvesting has been committed for years throughout China on a significant scale, and Falun Gong practitioners have been one and probably the main source of organ supply. In regard to the Uyghurs, the Uyghur Muslims, the tribunal had evidence of medical testing on a scale that could allow them, amongst other users, to become an organ bank. And when I was sitting on another talk show with Dr. Enver Totti, the surgeon, and Professor Siddiq, who is very much astute and exemplary in terms of his expertise in Uyghur, the Uyghur genocide, they were actually, it was a very chilling account that they were speaking of, how they were showing and sharing that the Chinese Communist Party reduces populations within a matter of months. And they have forced blood testing. Dr. Enver Totti was showing me videos of forced lines of people forcefully blood tested. I mean, this is why it's absurd, because we do not understand. I don't think we know that the severity of the scope, scale, and magnitude of something like this, because we've never lived under it. Thank God America and the Western world has never lived under this reign of terror. But now you are seeing the poison of this monstrosity infiltrate into the United States, into the World Health Organization, and into the governing bodies, and into Europe, and into America. We've never seen something like this, but it cannot last for long, because this kind of evil cannot live on like this. And the investigators have 52 pieces of evidence. They've gone around the world. The House of Representatives has passed numerous resolutions. Congress has passed resolutions. Freedom House, Amnesty International, different bodies around the world have also. But the latest was the China Tribunal. And this was a huge tribunal with very, very high ranking and professional expertise, credible expertise. As I was sharing with you, the lead prosecutor of Slobodan Milosevic, the Yugoslavian dictator, that have shared that this is unanimously, without a doubt, going on in China. So, that's the story.
Yeah. Now, you briefly touched on earlier what a Biden presidency may bring about. Now, I don't support either side when it comes to politics. I believe that the U.S. was infiltrated a long time ago, and that the president doesn't really call the shots anyway. You know, I saw some strange anomalies in the Trump presidency that were a little different, but, you know, it looks like we're going to see this Biden presidency. Now, how do you see U.S. relations headed in the next few years if we see this shift to the Democrat control?
Complete disaster. You can kiss America goodbye. It is, like I said to you, Biden is the Trojan horse for the Chinese Communist Party. He cannot rule. He must not rule, because that is Trump is the only, and you can say what you want to say about Trump. Like you said, I'm also a political atheist. I don't genuflect to Republican or Democrat. But what I have seen based on my reports is that Trump is engaged in standing up against the Chinese Communist Party, where Biden is in the pockets and in bed with the Chinese Communist Party. And there's enough evidence that has come out, right now, and more evidence is coming out daily, each and every day. But the specter of communism is alive and well with Biden. It's dead with Trump. That's how we see it. That's why we support another 4 years of Trump, simply because we cannot allow a Trojan horse like Biden to come in and then have the Chinese Communist Party control us even further with communist-style tactics, destroying the fundamental freedoms of the United States, because you will have no gun rights. You will not have any freedom of speech. You will have lockdowns. You will have censorship. I mean, the big tech giants are colluding with the Chinese Communist Party. They were just in Capitol Hill the other day. It's Biden is totally in bed. He's a communist shill, basically. So that should not happen. I don't want to talk too much about politics. I'm not on the show for that, of course. But this is what we see happening. And he's known full well. He's been in Congress or Senate for 47 years. He's done nothing about the persecution of Falun Gong. He's actually been against it, exposing it, because he's been in bed with the Chinese Communist Party. If you read Chinese Communist Party propaganda, they love Biden. They support Biden. They hate Trump, but they love Biden, because Biden is giving the communist regime what they want: power, ability to destroy America, to control America. And the specter of communism, like I said, is alive and well with Biden, and is dead with Trump. So that's our analysis on it.
Now, I also want to touch on something you mentioned earlier, that they were preparing for a nuclear war. Do you see us in a potential conflict with China in the future?
God, I hope not, because if that happens, we're all goners, right? I mean, nuclear war is nuclear war. I mean, that's not on a small scale. That's global destruction, a great disaster. And I pray to God that's not going to happen. But yes, they are preparing for nuclear war. The Epoch Times out of New York has got a great editorial series that I implore and urge your listeners and viewers to watch or to read or to listen to. It's a free publication. And it's called How the Spectre of Communism is Ruling Our World by the Epoch Times. You can Google it. It's very, it's incredible. It's an eye-opening account of how evil Marxism is, how the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated into America. And for example, communism, a devil bent on the destruction of humanity, the communist spectre's strategies for destroying humanity, its European beginnings, tyranny in the East, and then exporting the revolution and infiltrating the West, the revolt against God and divine and the nuclear family, how communism sows chaos in politics. It's an incredible read. And this has actually led to a movement called Quit the Chinese Communist Party, where hundreds and thousands, millions of Chinese, at least over 350, what's it right now? I just brought it up with you. The actual number, and I can share with you right now, the Global Service Center for Quitting the Chinese Communist Party, at least 367 million Chinese, and that's a small number compared to the 1.3 billion still in China, but at least 367 million people have raised and revolted and stood up against the Chinese Communist Party. That's a huge number, but still a small number compared to the total population. We see China now, the communist regime, and we don't even want to say China, we have to say the CCP, arming and using its military force and bulking up its nuclear power to go to some kind of war or do some kind of disastrous thing in not only the South China Sea, but to America in general. And I hope to goodness that doesn't happen. But we are definitely in the storm. There's no doubt about it. I mean, these next 2 months are going to be crucial and critical, because, you know, they've stolen the election. They've rigged the election with Chinese Communist Party influence. There's also alleged sources that Chinese Communist Party have been initiating or creating propaganda and using its propaganda, its muscle, to, you know, usher Biden in even more so with ballot tampering and hacking and stealing American technology and American intellectual property. And everyone thought it was the Russians. It's not the Russians. It's the Chinese Communist Party that has caused nearly the collapse of the United States with Biden. But, we're in a fight for our lives. And so when you have a monstrosity like the Chinese Communist Party harvesting its own citizens, and then celebrities like LeBron James saying, oh, you know, we should stand with with we shouldn't be standing with Hong Kong. We shouldn't be saying anything. Speak no evil, hear no evil, see no evil. It's really sad that people like this who have phenomenal skills. I mean, even Mike Tyson, he's got a fight with Roy Jones coming up, right? When I saw how he has Mao Zedong tattooed on his shoulder, I was shocked. I was like, I lose all respect for you, Mike. You're a phenomenal legend, and you're an amazing fighter, and you're an incredible champion. And that fight's going to be huge, tremendous, right? But to have a tattoo of a brutal psychomaniac murderer that's wiped out 50 million people, intentionally starved them to death, and you have this guy, this evil son of a gun on your shoulder, it tells me a lot about you, my friend. You got no clue. So this is the state of affairs. You see the liberal university students brainwashed by the political correctness, by the radicalism of Antifa, burning shops down, terrorizing people in restaurants. This is not American. Burning American flags, taking the Pledge of Allegiance out of the schools. This is not suspending conservative speakers. I've been suppressed. I've been demonetized. I've been terminated by Facebook because I stand up and I speak my mind and I go live and I place your show, you know, once I get the link or other shows on Facebook. And I've been terminated for violations. Why? Because the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated these big liberal tech giants. Not to say that liberal or conservative, whether you're atheist, it doesn't matter who you are. But there is a right side and a wrong side. And people who are standing on the wrong side of destiny, aligned with the Chinese Communist Party, are definitely going down a dark hole.
Yes, definitely. I agree 100%. And Mitch, I want to thank you so much for coming on. Before you head out, if people are interested in getting involved and finding out more information about this, what's the best way that they can do so?
Please, if you'd love to learn the exercises, I always recommend the exercises, the Falun Gong practice in general, whether you're Buddhist or atheist or Christian or agnostic, it doesn't matter because it doesn't affect that. It's got nothing to do with religion. It's more of a holistic spiritual movement, and it's great for health and longevity. And everyone needs to have a little stress relief and protection from any pathogens. This is what I found very healthy and very wonderful. You can learn the practice free of charge. It's in over 100 different countries. And you can go to Falun, F-A-L-U-N, info.net. Falun info.net. You can find the practice, the links to the practice there, and why it's being persecuted. It's a very great, simple layout. Falun info.net. You can also go to endtransplantabuse.org. And this is a really detailed website of all the reports, all the documents, documentaries, and really the accounts of the investigators and the reports from the investigators that can be read. All the evidence is there. Endtransplantabuse.org. For those who are more skeptical and need more scientific evidence, you can go to doctorsagainstforcedorganharvesting.org. DAFOH.org, and there are systematic analysis and scientific reports that are placed there as well, as they are at endtransplantabuse.org. And I would also recommend the documentary, which has won over 18 awards around the world, international awards, the Peabody Award as well, which is a very prestigious award for international journalism and documentaries. The documentary, it's free of charge under this lockdown, as we call it, the CCP lockdown, Hard to Believe. Just type it in YouTube, go to YouTube and just type Hard to Believe documentary, and it's about a 54-minute documentary. And the last site I would love to give you, as before I was mentioning how the communist specter is ruling our world by the Epoch Times, how the specter of communism is ruling our world by the Epoch Times. It's a free publication. You can read it, you can watch it, and you can listen to it. And I think that will set people on the right course.
Awesome information, Mitch. I want to thank you so much for coming on. Very important stuff. I'd love to have you back on sometime to get some updates in the future as well.
Sure. And if you would like Dr. Enver Totti or one of the investigators to come on, I can arrange that as well. And, you know, Chris, what we do in life echoes in eternity. That's a quote from Gladiator, one of my favorite all-time movies. And there's another quote, you know, from Ephesians. I'm not a Christian, but I believe very much in certain quotes from the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving Earth. But there's a really good quote that says, take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. And what you have done, my friend, is an honor and a blessing and a testament to humanity. Regardless of your political belief, your religious background, or who you are as a man, you have decided to have me on in the short amount of time, in this historical place that we are in, and to express and clarify the truth about an innocent spiritual movement called the Falun Gong, that is a beautiful movement, innocent movement, and has been slandered and brutally persecuted, as well as exposed the monstrosity and the reign of terror and the evil specter of communism and the Chinese Communist Party. And for that, my friend, I take my hat off and I salute you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I have to thank you for the work you do. This is very important for people to find out and learn more about these atrocities going on that no one knows about. So, Mitch, thank you once again for coming on, and hopefully we'll talk soon again in the future.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And, Chris, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.